Hello, I'm Stephen Chaub, and I'm the founder of The Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a hybrid artist here at Indian Hill Image Works in Vermont. The title of this audio blog is PSR, which stands for Print Surface Resolution. This is more of a proposal or an idea that I have for quantifying the quality of a paper in terms of digital printing. What do I mean by that? As many of us know, a lot of different digital printers nowadays, I'm referring to inkjet printers or Giclée printers, have different resolutions that they can print at. You know, you can print them at 720 dpi, 1440, 2880. Some of them even go beyond that. Now, that's dots per square inch. You know, a common measurement you'll hear is something like 720 by 1440 or 1440 by 2880 or 2880 by 2880. And you all sit around, and I sit around, and I go, fantastic, think about that. I can print 2,880 dots in a square inch. Well, the printer very well may be capable of printing that. However, is the paper capable of handling 2,880 dots per square inch? And in 99% of the cases, I would say no. And this increasingly becomes more of an issue as the amount of inks you have in the printer increases. For instance, if you have, you know, just your standard CMYK setup, that's one thing. But a lot of the newer printers have, you know, CMYK plus maybe the K might be two or three inks. So, you know, you're talking multiple ink sets. You know, the printer that we run here at Indian Hill Image Works is the DaVinci Fine Art Printing Platform, and it has 12 inks in it. So as a result, there's no way to lay down that many dots per square inch when you're pushing that amount of fluid onto the paper. And this is especially true when you have lots of light inks. For instance, on the DaVinci printer, we have a light cyan, a light magenta, and then three light blacks. On the new Epson machines, you've got, you know, two light blacks and a light cyan and a light magenta. That's a lot of fluid. The lightings contain a lot more fluid, and as a result, the fluid has a tendency of sort of oversaturating the paper with moisture, and you don't get a really sharp dot. So where am I going with all this? Well, I was taking a look at different lens resolution test targets and printing them out, and I realized, I said, you know, we could use something very similar to this to determine just how good a paper is. And this is an interesting experiment. Do a print using your current printer at, say, 720 dpi, which that's the printer setting, and then do the same print at 1440, and then do the same print at 2880. I'm, of course, assuming that your printer has those three different settings, then you have that control. But if you do, take a look at it. What you should find is that, assuming, of course, that you're running some reasonably decent printing software, the 720 should be extremely smooth. Matter of fact, you really shouldn't see any dots. Because you need to realize that when you print at 1440 or 2880 or 720, it's the same size dot. There's just more of them per square inch. It's not like at 2880, the dots all of a sudden miraculously get smaller. No, there's just more of them. And the question is how many dots per square inch do you need in order for the eye not to perceive the dots? Now, another factor involved here is the screening algorithms that are used for determining the dot placement. We here run software by Ergosoft. There's lots of other softwares made. I happen to like the Ergosoft software, and their smooth diffusion screening is absolutely fantastic. For instance, I've just developed a new process of printing on vellum by Canson. And absolutely fantastic, very difficult to do, but I developed a technique for printing black and white images on this, you know, 50-pound vellum. And what's interesting is all I can use is 720 by 720 dpi. Anything higher than that in resolution, there's too much fluid, and the print just totally wipes out, and you lose all sorts of sharpness and tonality, and all sorts of issues creep up. Yet, at 720 by 720 dpi, using their smooth diffusion screening, it's really sharp. It's very clean. You cannot physically see a dot. You see some grain of the surface of the vellum, but that's it. The print is absolutely smooth. But this is different for every single paper. Glossy papers are different than matte papers. And, you know, Hahnemühle's paper is different than Crane, different than Berger, different than Innova. And so I realize that it's nice that we've all got these categories. You know, we've got our 12-megapixel camera. We all know about what that means. Or I'm going to scan a piece of film at 8,000 optical DPI. That's a particular level of quality. Or I'm going to test a lens with a lens resolution test target, determine how many line pairs per millimeter the lens slash film combination can record. Those are all things that we can quantify and measure. Or do a D-log-H curve to look at the density capabilities of film. You know, these are all things that can be scientifically quantified. And yet, in the printer end, we have the resolution, yet people have not been taken into account, well, wait a minute, what can paper really print? And so I'm throwing out the idea of a PSR, print surface resolution, or you can call it paper surface resolution, whatever. And I feel that there should be some units. Being a total egomaniac, I'm going to refer to them as Schaub units. That's right, Schaub units. So we could say, you know, a Schaub unit of 10 would be the perfect print surface resolution. That if you could sit there and pull out paper loop, like a 4X or 8X loop that you can use to look at paper, to look at like line screen. Horizon makes one of these for like $10 or $15. If you could sit there and look at it and be able to say, okay, at really high resolution, I can discern 2,880 dots in each direction. The dots are clean, and at super high magnification, yes, I can see them. But at what point do you not see them? At what point do the dots just become mush on top of each other? That means you're exceeding the print surface resolution. So a unit of, you know, 10 Schaubs would be perfect, whereas zero would be crap. My suspicion is that there are very few papers, at least from my own experience, that really would rate higher than like a 7, maybe an 8. I know nothing that's a 10, and for lots of reasons. And by the way, I'm only talking about printing using the small dot feature. Throw a variable dot printing in, and it's a whole different ball of wax. No longer, I mean, you're throwing so much more fluid down. It's a completely different type of printing. And so the resolution index is going to be very different. So you would have to discern, I'm talking about small dot or I'm talking about variable dot. But this also brings up a very interesting topic. When I was doing that test on the vellum once again by Canson, what I noticed is that when I printed at 720 by 720 DPI using only small dot, while it was beautifully smooth, there wasn't enough snap to the print, mainly because there wasn't enough ink going down on the print. And after speaking with my very good friend Mark Rowe at Ergosoft, who's one of their head, sort of printing gurus, he had suggested doing the 720 at variable dot. And the moment I went to variable dot, it sort of opened all the doors. You know, it allowed me to have, extremely smooth tonality. I could use all the fluid of all the different inks that I was using without any sort of pooling or loss of sharpness or image quality. And yet at the same time, I was getting the snap that I wanted. Just to be safe, because I'm neurotic, I, of course, had to do a test at 1080 by 1080 and 1440 by 1440. Those are the maximum resolutions on the DaVinci printer. And the 720 by 720 was better than all of them. Now, that's specific only to this paper. So how would one go about testing to determine what a PSR index, the Schaub index, what it would be? Well, I think that there is a fairly logical progression in how you could do this. Step one would be to obviously pick the papers you wanted to test and then print them out. And this is, I'm assuming here that you can make your own ICC profiles. If you can, it's International Color Consortium, it's the color printer profile. In the event that you can't, you can still do this, but you're going to be limited as to how far you can take this. But assuming you can make your own ICC profile, you could do an ICC at different resolutions and at different configurations and different screening depending on the software you're using. So you could be doing it at small dot, variable dot. You could be doing it at some sort of crazy combination of variable dot, maybe only running small and medium dots and excluding large dots. There's endless possibilities here. But what you're trying to do is hone in the dots, the fluid, the resolution of your file, in the paper, so everything marries at an optimum level. This is just like the calibration that we all do to our monitors. I can remember 7 or 8 years ago when I would sit there at my computer screen. I was dabbling in digital at this point, and I can remember sitting there at my computer screen and making a little print on my really cheap Epson 400 printer, and I think I still have it too. And wondering why the hell everything didn't look the same, why what I saw on the screen didn't, you know, match. And this is back when color management was sort of like, you know, a voodoo world that no one really understood. Now we know that we need to have a calibrated monitor in order to marry it with our calibrated printing software. Well, my argument takes that even further in that, you know, is the paper really calibrated? Or are a lot of the profiles that people are printing with at these really high resolutions just total bullshit? And my suspicion is that they are. And that, you know, 2880 really probably doesn't look any better than 1440. Or maybe even 720 by 1440. It all boils down to the screen, the amount of fluid, how good the paper is, and how you tie it all together. So this is just a suggestion or a proposal that we all sort of adopt the idea of a PSR, a print surface or a paper surface resolution target. And I'm more than willing to kick this idea around. If somebody would like to work with me to develop sort of what we would feel is a fair target to determine this, I have targets that I've used. We could always use the U.S. Air Force target, though ideally, it should be a target that has color and black and white in it, something that's fairly difficult to print, and something that would really challenge sort of current printers. So once again, this is just a proposal or an idea, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.